dancing in the streets of London. This is a two-step with a purpose. The aim is to raise awareness for fair trade products, in this case, tea. The Fair Trade Foundation would like Britons to change their regular brand of tea for a fair trade one. Barbara Crowther is the foundation's director of communications.
Here in Britain, we drink a lot of tea, but only 1 in 10 cups are fair trade, which means that we're paying a fair price to the tea growers in the developing world. And we know that in India and in Africa and Uganda and Tanzania, there are lots of farmers who've met all the social and environmental standards to be able to sell their tea as fair trade, but the companies are still dragging their heels. They're still not buying it on fair trade terms.
On the slopes of Mount Elgin in eastern Uganda, the Gumatindo farm show the legacy of fair trade dealings. The 7,000 farmers and their families have schools and medical centers. Fair prices and yearly crop bonuses have enabled these Ugandans to build their own warehouses to store their coffee. The guaranteed prices protect them from market fluctuations. 6,000 kilometers away, Fiona Nakusi is here in London, representing Gumatindo's farmers and meeting with potential clients. She says she's seen great progress since the farms became fair trade certified in 2004.
In the fair trade system, the farmer gets a higher price, a higher advance price, and then at the end of the year, they also get bonus payments.
The Fair Trade Foundation is helping farmers all over the world. In addition to tea and coffee producers in Africa and India, the foundation is trying to get good prices for all sorts of products, including these bananas from the Dominican Republic. This London exhibition is showcasing fair trade products. Olive oil from the Palestinian territories, chocolate, shirts made from fair trade cotton, and dried fruit.
You liking your banana?
Andy Muscat says his family does its best to support products that help producers.
Anything like oranges or bananas or mandarins, we try and buy fair trade. Coffee, tea, organic or fair trade, we try and buy all the time.
That's the Fair Trade Foundation's idea behind this tea dance, letting people know they can choose products that will make a difference half a world away. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.